State Farm is there.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue our pregame here. Brookings visiting our Huron Tigers High School volleyball on this Thursday night. Erin Thomas in her second year as head coach of the Brookings Bobcats. Record of 9-6 on the season, and getting to the end of September, that's a solid start.
Yeah. Really proud of how we started. Played in a few tournaments. We came here early in the season and played a few, and then we went out to Rapids. So have quite a few games under our belts to start.
And I guess first thing, just looking at your roster, looking at the girls who'll play, I see a lot of names I recognize.
Yep. We've had a lot of girls who have played volleyball for 2 or 3 years for varsity, and same for softball and basketball. We got a lot of great athletes, and excited to have some experience on our varsity roster.
And talk about this 9-6 start. What's been working right now?
Yeah, we're getting into our offense. Been serving well as of late. Just kind of things are clicking a little bit better for us. Obviously have room to grow in areas, but I'm proud of our start and excited for more games.
Now, you come in, play Huron. I remember last year it was a long marathon, 5-setter. Huron pulled it out at the end over there. And I guess preparing for Huron's a little different, I think, than preparing for most teams. Huron's a little undersized, and they just don't really look like a double-A team.
Yeah, we talked about that in practice this week. They are a little bit undersized, so you got to be on your toes on defense. They're going to aim for high hands on the block, and that kind of has a lot of balls that kind of dribble over the net or get hit off the block with a lot of deflections. So being on our toes and make sure that we're not getting behind our blockers will be big for us tonight.
And wrap it up with this. We're just about the end of September. I call that about the halfway point of the season. While 9-6 record is start, there's always things to work on. What do you want to see the girls get better at, work on, get better with as we get into the stretch run?
Yeah, I think just some consistency throughout sets. So we'll oftentimes give up quite a few points on a run due to a service run by the other team, or we're struggling, in service receive. Just being able to reset after some of those tough plays and just not let teams go on multiple point runs throughout sets. So,
Erin Thomas, head coach of Brookings, will take this Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
This Huron Tiger moment, 1974 boys golf. Coached by Hobie Richards, the 1974 boys golf team dominated, winning the ESD and also the Class A championship. Team members, a lot of familiar names: Rob Sondrial, Jim Entwistle, Alan Bales, Kevin Carlson, and Craig Rink. Both Coach Richards and Jim Entwistle are now members of the Huron High School Hall of Fame.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
continue our pregame here as we talk with Huron Tiger coach Josh Lean. The Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Huron at 4-6, coming off a tough performance up in Aberdeen, and coach is one of those, I guess, shocking away. Hopefully the only thing that does come out of it is girls realize we got to be ready to play every night. We can't let that happen again.
Cannot let that happen again. Yeah, we just did not get off the bus. And really the frustrating part as a coach about that is, you know, when we've traveled down to Harrisburg, you know, you're playing the number one team in the state, highly ranked nationally even. You knew that it was going to be a tough go, right? But when you get off the bus in Aberdeen, you don't feel all of those. You feel like you've got a chance to compete. You feel like the scouting report says that, you know, that's going to be 21-21 end of every set. We're going to be competitive. And we weren't any of that. We just left our game on the bus. And so that can't happen again. In order to reset our focus, to be honest, we spent yesterday focusing on us. What can we do? The little things to get better. We worked on our passing platform, which, of course, if you were at the game on Tuesday, knows that that was a valuable thing for us to work on yesterday. We worked on our hitters trying to be error-free, trying to get better swings, and trying to make sure the net wasn't our enemy and the defense wasn't our enemy. And so we worked on that yesterday as well. So, you know, even the hardest part is we took a deep breath, we slowed down, we really started working on our eye work again and just making sure our defense is watching what's happening on the other side, trying to pick up cues from the setter so that our block wasn't so late. That sounds like just a whole lot of a lot, but we had to set our focus yesterday on us so that we could be successful.
Now, Brookings comes in tonight. They're at 9-6, probably one of the better starts they've had in the last 5 or 6 years. They're loaded with athletes. They got girls going to play college, either softball, basketball, one volleyball player as well. So, you know, and they got a solid nucleus back. I recognize a lot of names.
Yeah, they do. They've got as much experience in the varsity court, if not more than we do. So we know that we're going to have to come to work tonight. Now, obviously, we can't rest on any sort of laurel because we did just, you know, we beat them back in the Huron invite. But that says really nothing. So at this point of the season, we need a match that we're forced to work hard in so that we can kind of feel like the momentum and the practices are working. And they have the momentum right now. So this is going to be one of those matches where, if we don't play our best, it's going to be a frustrating night. And I'm not really interested in that personally. I know the girls, we talk about the scoreboard matters, and we're going to dig in a little bit here, and we're going to give game tempo effort. Seems like on Tuesday, a couple times I had to pull a kid out, get them on the bench, let them know that their effort wasn't their best, even though sometimes they felt like it was, and then they went back out and performed. Tonight we're ready to do that from the opening gun, or at least we better be. And so this Brookings team is going to give us a good push. They've got great pin hitters, which is exactly what our defense practiced against yesterday. So we're going to be ready for the task and really ready for the dogfight. We know at this point we realize nothing's going to come easy. So it's time to kind of put our work clothes on and work our tail off at home in the arena, try to come up with a home win.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers. Again, a Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
And Marlene and the entire crew.
Hello?
Okay, does this sound any better?
It sounds okay on the phone.
It must be something in the board. If I sound good to you right now, it must be something in the board. I don't know what it'd be. Like, program is down, right, for the phone? The blue button is down?
Yep.
Okay.
But when you are sounding, I don't know for sure how these work, but for both bus 1 and bus 2, the right is working, but the left is not.
Okay, I noticed that.
But the left goes up just one little bar, but the right goes all the way like it's supposed to.
Yeah, so I think that's in the board then, where both sides are not coming out of the phone there is what it amounts to. So yeah, for now, I don't think there's anything else we can do. So yeah, because I noticed that on the levels there on the schools stream too, that one side was down, the other side was normal. So yeah, well, that, I guess we'll just have to plug through like this for tonight anyway.
Okay.
I'll be boosted. I'll be listening.
Typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986. We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Jesse Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sammy Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, lead. Hey, Sharon, 10, senior and outside hitter. Jimin Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgens, 15, DS, senior. Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter. Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore. Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior. Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior. Kirsten McGee, number 20, DS, senior. Karen Kess, number 21, GS.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. And the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And once again, back here at the arena, we're in the anthem, so we'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And again, joining you back here at the Huron Arena, I'm Jeff Duffy, getting set for volleyball here on Tigers Brookings Bobcats. Here's the girls we expect on the floor for Brookings tonight. Morgan Norgaard is a 5'3 senior libero. Macy Even, 5'9 junior, outside. Cameron Strike, a 5'8 junior, right side and setter. Kimber Byes, 5'8 senior, right side and setter. Riley Thompson, 5'10 senior, outside, right side. Lily Thompson, 5'9 junior, middle and right side. Ariel Farrell is a 5'9 senior, right side and middle. Logan Smith, 5'8 senior, defensive specialist. Tess Burns, 5'9 senior, middle. Head coach Aaron Thomas for the Brookings Bobcats. For the Huron Tigers, head coach is Josh Lean. Jency Gergen, 5'8 junior setter. Samantha Meg Morideth, 5'7 senior middle. Chloe Carr, 6' junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 junior libero. Matty Juergens, 5'1", senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'10", senior right side. Addie Knight, 5'8", sophomore outside. Ellie Davis, 5'7", junior outside. Haley Rogers, 5'5", junior serving specialist. Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our match tonight, R1, the up official is Lori Career. The R2, the down official, Dan Career. They are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Jennifer Fuchs, one of our line judges, not sure who the other one is, but again, covered by the Attorney General Office. Here on wearing the orange tonight, orange tops with white numbers, black letters, little black piping down the sleeve. Brookings all in black tonight with red numbers and letters and some white trim around the numbers and the letters. Brookings will open the serving. It'll be Cameron Strike to get our match underway. If you're watching on the video, Brookings the near court, and Huron is the far court. Back row played by Juergens. Pass ahead by Davis. Knight will free ball to the corner. Over there to get that one even. Set to the left. The hit cross court dug out by Davis. Set by Juergens. Across for Knight. She'll tip up the middle. Campfire shot for Addie Knight. Huron leads 1-0. Huron never led in the match Tuesday in Aberdeen. Get the first strike here. 1-0 Huron. They'll put Jenzie Juergens back to serve for the Huron Tigers. So we're just underway here at the arena. A little late start as the sophomores went three sets. We'll get to the scores when we get a chance. Free ball by Brookings. Juergens will set from the net. Back set. Big swing by Dreyer. And again, something we didn't see Tuesday in Aberdeen, set up the offense and gave our hitters an open look. 2-0 Huron. Juergens will serve, try to keep momentum going for the orange. Go to the corner this time to even. Set across left side. The hit cross court goes wide left. Brookings, oh, they do say a tip on Huron, and they do give the point to Brookings. So it is a point for Brookings. Originally, they said Huron, but then did a point the right direction. And I believe that kill will go to Kimber Byes. Serve across, played by Davis. Bumped by Juergens. Make more death off the left pin. Dug out by Norgaard. Pass ahead. Just going to be a free ball by Strike. From the net. Set in the middle. Make more death. Jumped too early. Did punch it across. Hit off the right side. Nice dig by Hines. Set across to Knight. Her hit to the back row. And that kind of handcuff Norgaard in the back row. Second kill for Knight. And here on a quick 3-1 lead here to open up the match. Knight, who has a pair of kills here in the opening run, now back to serve for Huron. Knight sends it to the corner, and that'll be an ace as it died right in front of Logan Smith. An ace for Addie Knight. And it's 4-1 Huron with the early lead. Knight again with the serve to the corner. Smith stays with that one. Overpass knocked back by Meg Moradeth. 5-1 Huron as Samantha took advantage of the overpass. And Huron a 5-1 lead. Knight serving to Brookings. Serve back row. Schmidt goes down to get that one. Going to be bumped. Left side hit into the back row by Even. Tigers, here's the punch across by Dreyer. Brookings will set it up again and go wide left with the hit by Even. And Huron up quickly, 6-1. Brookings wants a timeout. Huron a fast start, up 6-1 in set one. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Feinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. The Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer in-person classes, $40 per credit hour. Good way to get the generals out of the way at Huron Community Campus. Here on a quick start, up 6-1. And Addie Knight serving to Brookings. Go to the corner. Smith able to get under it, but goes backwards and never get control of it. And Huron goes up 7-1. Addie Knight, two kills, two aces here in the early going. And Huron off to a quick start here at 7-1. Knight again with the serve. Smith will play that one. Set in the middle to hit by Burns. Blocked, and we have a whistle, and we're going to have a replay. The official must have anticipated something and say, that's on me, and we'll just do a mulligan and do the play over. And Knight will serve again. Back to the corner, Norgaard down to get it, bumped by Byes. Even on the left side, blocked by Mordeth, overpass, Mordeth dumps it again, but Brookings is there. Here comes Even again into the net. Brookings stays with it and pushes it across to Davis. Set in the middle, Mordeth pops it in the middle, and net call on Brookings, 8-1 Huron. So nice fast start here for Huron. Keep momentum going as Addie Knight steps back again to serve for the Huron Tigers. Knight, back row, serve, receive, strike. Bumped over to the left to Even. Take something off it. Mordeth saves it. And free ball to cross by Huron. Byes with the quick set right in the middle. Nobody home. Byes will get the quick set kill. And Brookings breaks that Huron run. It's 8-2 Huron, and Burns will serve for the Brookings Bobcats. Serve back row, Hines, set to the left, Davis off that left pin, goes long. Back-to-back points for Brookings, it's 8-3. Brookings is their rotation without Norgaard, the libero on the floor. Burns serving. Back row to Hines, bump. Here's the hit off that right pin, just tipped across by Dreyer. Brookings gets control. Right side hit, Byes will swing. Nice dig by Hines. Set the hit by Davis to the corner, played by Brookings. Over to left, here comes Even with the tip. Blocked by Dreyer. Huron gets the point back. It's 9-3. Aurora Dreyer with the block kill. And Huron up 9-3. And serving specialist Haley Rogers on for the Huron Tigers in set one. To the corner, played by Strike, get it up ahead, just free balled by Even. Tigers took a block at it, but somehow cut it across, and Brookings misplayed it. That was where I'd rather be lucky than good. Huron had an awkward hit, but got it across, and Brookings was just totally unprepared, and Gergen actually gets the kill out of that mess. 10-3 Huron. Rogers again to serve. Pops it back row, Norgaard to her legs to get that. Even winds up, hits through Davis. Macy Even gets her first kill, 10-4. Huron Tigers. Huron doing the little double switch here to get Hines back on the floor. That's a triple thing, a double switch basically, with Rogers out, make Mordeth in, then make Mordeth back out, so Hines can come on the floor. Kimber Byes will serve for Brookings. Back row, Knight there on serve receive. Hit by Dreyer. Nice dig by Norgaard. It was partially tipped. Right side hit. Cross court. Going to be bumped and the hit. And is that going to be, yep. That was, I thought, I was going to see if we're going to get away with that. Hilton Hines set the ball in front of that 6-foot line. That is illegal for the libero. She had 1 foot in front of it. So Huron does not get the point. Here's the set. They hit by Carr. Blocked back. Huron stays with it. Dumped across by Gergen. And then on the third hit, Huron slid under the net. 10-6. Brookings within four. Buys will look to keep momentum going for the Bobcats. Off the top of the net, nice serve received by Knight. Here's the hit, Dreyer, long. Huron, oh, there was a tip. It'll be a kill for Dreyer. As somebody did get a piece of that by Brookings. Dreyer with three kills, 11-6 Huron. Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Juergens will send it back row, and that'll be an ace. Misplayed in the back row by Logan Smith. Huron goes up 12-6. Juergens with the ace, third ace of the set for Huron. Juergens with the serve, took something off, too much off, into the net. First service error for either team. It's 12-7 Huron in set one. Macy Even will serve for the Brookings Bobcats. Into the net. We swap service errors, 13-7 Huron. As we go back-to-back service errors. And serving for Huron is Allie Davis. Davis sends it to the corner, and Norgaard kind of got caught flat-footed there. I think she thought her teammate to her left was going to make a play on it. They didn't. In the last second, Norgaard just stuck an arm out there. That'll be an ace for Allie Davis, and Huron up 14-7. A little indecision there between Riley Thompson and Norgaard. Davis will serve. Thompson will handle that one. Set back to Riley. Riley will hit it back row right to Hines. Set in the middle. Carr will hit it to the corner. Dug out by Byes. Right side hit. Brookings goes way long as Ariel Farrell had too much on that one. You're on up 15-7, and Brookings going to burn their second and final timeout here. You're on up 15-7 in set one. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
G is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Post Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron Arena, that timeout brought to you by Huron Community Campus. They offer courses through Northern State University. Huron's led this entire first set. Right now it's at 15-7. Coach Thomas has already burned both her Brookings timeouts. And Allie Davis looks to keep momentum going for the Orange. Davis will send it to the corner, played by Thompson again, set back to her off the left side. Thompson drops it in the middle off of Knight. Riley Thompson will get her first kill. And it's 15-8. Brookings gets one back. Norgaard with the serve and serves long. 16-8. Huron back up by 8. Second service error on the Brookings Bobcats here in set one. Meg Moradeth into the front row as Carr leaves. And Hilton Hines with the serve. Overpass going to be knocked back by Knight. Serve received by Even. She put it right over the net, and Addie Knight just went up and slapped it back. Her third kill, 17-8. Huron has their biggest lead here of set one. Hines sends it back row, Even plays that one. Byes comes up to get it. Left side hit, Thompson. There's the dig. Knight, quick set across by Gergen. Brookings handles it. Back set, right side hit, Farrell, and that kind of crosses up Gergen. Farrell will get her first kill. 17-9 Huron in set one. Serving for Brookings will be Cameron Strike. Huron's held the momentum to this point in set one. Davis from the back row. Gergen will set for Meg Morideth. Through the block, just didn't put everything into it, but just put something on it, and they couldn't handle it on the tip. Sam Meg Morideth with her second kill, 18-9. Huron back up by 9. Gergen to serve as Huron's made a complete rotation through, and Gergen serving for the second time in the set. Go to the corner, serve, receive, strike. Set by Bai is going to be free-balled by Thompson. Set, the big hit by Dreyer. Nice dig by Brookings. Quick set by Byes. Huron gets control. Knight off that left side. Pops it back row to Norgaard. Set to the left. The big swing. Tigers get a block on it. Dig. Back set. Dreyer off that right pin. Through the block. And Huron a 10-point lead. 19-9. Aurora Dreyer has her fourth kill. 19-9. Huron controlling set number one. Jency Gergen to serve. Take something off that one. Drops it in for the ace. Sliding was strike. Could not get to it. And Huron goes up 20-9. And Huron now with 4 or 5 aces here in set number one. Serve to the corner. Strike. Can't handle that one. Back-to-back aces for Gergen. And Huron up 21-9. Brookings has already burned both their timeouts, and Huron like to put this one away here, up 21-9. Gergen back to the corner again. Again, strike had trouble with it, did get to it. Left side hit to the corner to Gergen. Set from behind the line this time, just going to be tipped across by Dreyer. Brookings will set it up to the left. The tip over the block. Nice dig by Gergen. Dreyer will hit cross court. Brookings digs it out. Set to the right. Hit over the top of the net. Davis, a nice dig. Bumped ahead. Just going to be a free ball by Hines. Back row to even. Brookings sets. Burns, and the set was off target. Burns wanted to go up. Looks like she jumped a little too early. Never made the connection. 22-9 here on in set one. Gergen to serve to Brookings. Gergen floats a short one, just got over the net. Nice dig by Even. Right side hit. Tigers a block again. Set in the middle. Meg Morideth pops it back row too long. Good judgment there on the part of Norgaard, who thought about playing. Let it go. Hitting air. Brookings gets one back. It's 22-10 Huron. That breaks a 5-0 run by Huron. Bobcat serving, serve receive, Knight overpass going to be popped right back by Even. Brookings takes advantage of the Huron overpass, 22-11. Brookings on the serve, goes wide left, service there, and that was Thompson. I couldn't see her number because her ponytail was right over the 9. 23-11, Huron 2 points away. That is third service error on Brookings. Addie Knight serving. Huron looks to put this one away. Back row, Smith on serve receive. And just going to be a free ball by Strike. Back set, here's Dreyer with the hit. And Huron's offense has been clicking in a way I haven't seen for a while. Dreyer with the kill on the quick set. That time by Gergen, and Huron at set point. 24-11, 5 kills for Aurora Dreyer in set one. Set point for Knight. Back row shanked by Smith. Nice save by Brookings. They will get it across, but it goes out, and Huron will take set one, 25-11. Huron up, one set to none. Timeout of 30 seconds from here, or 2 minutes from Huron Community Campus. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza, give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
In that timeout from Huron Community Campus, they offer quality education at an exceptional value. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. JV, Brookings defeated Huron 25-20, 25-21. Sophomore match went to Huron 26-28, 25-17, 15-10. Do have a boys' soccer score as well. Watertown defeated Huron 2-0. Some other results. Jefferson took the first set from Brandon Valley, 25-14, and Harrisburg, 25-13 from Lincoln. Yankton up two sets to none on Vermilion, 25-18, 25-10. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So far, so good. Huron a strong start. Never trailed in that first set. And win it going away, 25-11. But now the thing about volleyball is all that first set means is Huron won it. And as far as Brookings goes, it was 25-11 or 25-23. We get to start 0-0 here to start the second set. So Huron up to them to keep momentum going after controlling everything. And we just saw things that we didn't see the last couple, even going back to the win over Yankton, we saw some blocking. We saw some aggressive hits. We had the quick offense going. We had, I think, four aces in that first set, five aces in that first set. And I'll go one more, six aces in that first set. Second set underway. Tip and Brookings couldn't get into their offense. Got it to the setter, and Baez just was not in a good position at the net to handle. 1-0. Huron the lead here to start set number two. Gergen will serve for Huron. They look to roll momentum over from set one to set two. Serve to the corner, played by Thompson, set back to her. Her hit off that right side, back row, Hines with the dig. Set across, the hit by Knight, blocked, dug out by Thompson, kept alive. Third hit will be freeballed by Brookings. Set for Meg Mordeth, had to tip it with their left hand, jumped a little too early, got it across. Right side hit, and that will drop in for Farrell. She'll get her second kill. We're tied at one. In to serve for Brookings, Cameron Strike. Brookings looking for their first lead of the night. Never led in set one. We're tied at one here in set two. Strike to the corner, played by Davis. Gergen with the set for Dreyer from the middle this time. Powered it through the Burns block. 2-1. You don't see Aurora come to that middle a lot, but they set her from the middle that time instead of the right pin. And Dreyer with her sixth kill. And it's 2-1 Huron in set two. Knight serving for Huron. Back row, Norgard there. Set to the left for Thompson. Her hit through the Tiger block drops in. Riley Thompson, her second kill. We're tied at two in set two. Thompson now rotates to serve. Her serve played by Davis. Nice save by Gergen. Davis with the hit out. And Brookings has their first lead at 3-2. We're in set two here on up, one set to none. Little late start here as the sophomores went three sets. Brookings serves with Thompson, shanked by Davis, and Knight can't save it. Save it back by the wall, and Brookings up 4-2. That is the first ace of the evening for Brookings. Thompson again with the serve. They've scored three unanswered. Goal on. Service error Brookings here on back within one at 4-3. Fourth service error on Brookings, first of this set. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on the floor for Huron, and this will be the rotation where Hines has a seat for the service of Rogers. Six orange jerseys out there, no libero. Rogers will send it to the corner, handled by Norgaard. Byes will set to the left. The hit by Even, dug out by Gergen, pass ahead. The hit by Davis off the block, ricochets and off the net. Even able to tip it. Brookings stayed with it. It looked like it was a roll off. Somebody, I think it was Byes, made a nice play off the net, and then that gave Even an easy look. Saw the corner wide open. And 5-3, Brookings back up by two. Now Burns serving for Brookings, and Hilton Hines back in for Huron. And the serve goes long. Another service error by Brookings. 5-4, Brookings' lead is shaved to one. Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row for the Tigers. 5-4, Brookings leading in set two. Back row, that's played by Strike. Hit in the middle, blocked by Huron, dumped over by Brookings. Pass ahead, backline attack, Knight into the back row. Smith able to dig it out to the left, Even with the hit, right to Hines. Gergen with the back set, and oh, just didn't get it over the net. She had the right idea. She had an open spot there at the front net to the left, but didn't get it over the net, and Brookings will get the point back at 6-4 Bobcats. Kimber By is now to serve for the Bobcats. Buys, serve received, Knight, set over to Davis, her hit, and Huron in the net, and Brookings up 7-4. So Brookings has settled down after a lost first set, and they lead 7-4 here in set two, and Buys preparing to serve again for Brookings. Serve received, pass ahead by Juergens, just going to have to be a free ball by Hines. From the net, Buys will back set. Right side hit, Farrell, nice dig. Overpass going to be swatted back by Even. It was dug out by Hines, but her dig went over the net, and Even just went up and easily hit it across, and Brookings up 8-4 in set two. Serve received, Knight, set from the net. Carr with the hit, through the block. Norgaard digs it out. Back set to the right to Farrell, cross court, and landed it in. Huron let that one go, and it was indeed in, and Huron wants a timeout. Farrell will get that kill. And timeout Huron, 9-4, Brookings leading in set two. Huron Community Campus timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus timeout. Here on Community Campus offers in-person classes, $40 per credit hour. Here, Brookings with their best run. They're up 9-4 in set two. Some work to do for Huron. Carr with the hit. Nice dig back row by Byes. Farrell will, mistimed her jump. The pass was there. But Farrell jumped and just could not really get a good swing on the ball at all. On the air, Huron gets one back, and it's 9-5. Huron Needs a little work here to get themselves back in. Davis serves, Norgaard serve, receive. Off the net, and Brookings can't get it over. Ace for the Huron Tigers, and it's 9-6. Huron within three. Second ace for Allie Davis. Davis again, jump serve. Norgaard down to get that one. Buys will back set. Right side even, cross court. Tigers got a block on it. Timing was off, third hit. Oh, great play by Juergens to get it across. Set across for Knight. The hit up the middle for the kill. That's all on the hustle of Maddie Juergens, staying with it. Knight finished it off, her fourth kill. Huron maybe can build some momentum off a great play by Juergens. 9-7. Short serve, Smith is there. Set up the middle, the tip to the corner. Juergens stays with it, set for Knight again. Left side, blocked and out. Back-to-back kills by Eddie Knight, and Huron pulls within 9-8. 4-0 run by Huron. Knight now with five kills. Allie Davis serves. Going down to get it even at the net. Going to be tipped, and a double hit going to be called on Brookings. And Huron has rallied to tie it at 9. Brookings has had a little trouble with the serve receive. Not getting that. They're getting the serve receive, but basically getting it too close or into the net. Serve by Davis goes out. But Huron gets themselves back into it, but Brookings regains the lead at 10-9. First service error on Huron this set, second total. And Macy Even will serve for the Brookings Bobcats. Back row, Juergens. Here's the quick set across by Gergen. Norgaard stays with it. Just going to be free balled across by Brookings. Gergen with the back set. Carr coming on the right side. Down the line. Even there. Bumped ahead. Bumped over. Gergen will set again. This time Knight left side. Blocked back by Brookings this time. Block kill for the Bobcats. And they go up 11-9. It was either Farrell or Thompson on the block there. And I'm not sure which. Going to give it to Farrell. Her fourth kill. Set in the middle. Carr just going to free ball it. Back row, Norgaard. Buys will back set. Farrell on the right side. Cross court. Juergens is there. Set to the left. Here's the tip over by Knight. Brookings keeps it off the floor. Farrell will hit into the net. Here I'm back within one on the Brookings air. It's 11-10 Brookings in set two. Meg Moradeth into the front row as Carr rotates out. And Hilton Hines to serve for the Huron Tigers. Here on up, one set to none. We're in set two, tighter set here. Serve, receive, even, overpass. Gergen will back set. Meg Moradeth right side, block. Meg Moradeth just sends it back over. Buys will set to the left. Thompson with the hit. Blocked but out by Huron. Or check that. I believe that was Even, not Thompson. Even with the kill. Brookings back up 12-10. Even with her fifth kill. Norgaard serving. Back row, serve received Davis. Set for Knight again. Left side. Blocked at the net by Burns. Quick set across by Gergen. Too strong. And Brookings gets the lead back up to 13-10. Huron's gotten themselves back in it, but Brookings keeps getting little runs to get a little space between them and the Tigers. Norgaard to serve again. Davis from the back row. Gergen back sets. Meg Moradeth will hit up the middle. Handcuffed eat or a buys in the back row. Sam Meg Moradeth will pick up her third kill, first of this set, 13-11. Huron back within two. Dreyer in. And Juergens out for Huron, and Gergen serving for Huron. Complete rotation around into the net. Gergen with the service error, second this set on Huron, three total. And Brookings back up by three, 14-11. Cameron Strike to serve and play back row now for the Brookings Bobcats. Serve. Hines handles it from the back row. Back set Knight on the right side this time. Dig by Brookings. Burns just going to have to pop it back row right to Hines. Here's the set. Make more death with the hit. Blocked and out. Burns had the block there just a enough smoke on it by Meg Moradeth that the block deflected out of bounds. Meg Moradeth with four kills. Huron back within two, 14-12. Now Knight serving for Huron. Into the net. All of a sudden, Huron struggling with the serving. That's three service errors on Brookings, or on Huron. And that's the difference, 3 points. Serve back row, and a little indecision between Davis and Hines. That might have went out, but at the last second, Hines made a play on it, and Huron's going to take a timeout. That's an ace for Riley Thompson. Brookings up 16-12 in set two, and Huron going to burn their final timeout here. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
16-12, Brookings leading in set two. Huron took the first set 25-11 on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. And not getting much for other updates here. Harrisburg's up on Lincoln now, two sets to none, 25-13 and 25-13. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron out of timeout, some work to do, down 16-12 in set two. Thompson serving. Davis comes up to get it. Back set, Dreyer off that right pin, just taps it back row to Norgaard. Byes will set to the left to even, cross court. Davis handles it, bumped. Dreyer just going to have to do a free ball across. Byes will back set it, Burns this time right side, and just a little too long. Close call, but it was out. 16-13, Huron back within three. Carr into the front row for Huron. And Rogers, the serving specialist, will check in for the Huron Tigers. And Smith into the back row for Brookings. Haley Rogers, see if she can get some momentum back for Huron. Rogers slaps it in the middle, Norgaard. Byes will set across, even with the hit over the block. Dug out by Gergen. Pass ahead. Here's the hit by Davis up the middle. Norgaard gets over to it. Pass across, even again with the big swing. Hits it right on the side of Knight. Even will get the kill. And Brookings back up four at 17-13. And six kills now for Macy Even. Four in this set. Burns will step back to serve for Brookings. And Hines back in at her libero spot. Serve back row, Knight on serve, receive overpass, going to be slapped back. Easy hit on the overpass by Huron. And that was Lily Thompson getting her first kill. And Brookings stretches the lead to 18-13 in set two, trying to even it out. Tess Burns to serve into the net, service error. Huron gets one back. It's 18-14 Brookings. Second service error on Brookings this set, and they have no third service error and six total, three in each set. Jurgens back on to serve and play back row for Huron. Goes a back row to Smith. Byes will set across for even. Her hit down to the corner. Jurgens handles it. Quick set by Gergen. Third hit. Brookings can't get it. Quick set kill for Jency Gergen. Her second kill of the night. Huron back within three, 18-15. Jurgens to serve as Huron trying to get some momentum back on their side. Serve received Norgaard, and oh, I didn't think Evan was going to get to it. She did. Byes will hit and go long. Byes turned into a hitter on that play and hit it too strong, 18-16. Huron pulls within two. Jurgens again to serve for the Orange. Jurgens, back row, played by Smith. Set in the middle, the hit dug out by Jurgens. Set ahead, the hit by Davis goes wide right. Hitting error here on Brookings gets it back. It's 19-16. Bies will step back to serve, and Farrell is into the front row for Brookings. Bies handled by Hines, bumped by Gergen. Hit, just going to be a two-hand tip by Davis. Brookings will set, right side hit Farrell, dug out by Juergens. Pass ahead and hit from the middle by Davis, by Norgaard. Almost looks like had a little extra knuckling action on that. Allie Davis gets her first kill. And here I'm back within two at 19-17 in set two. 1 minute after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AMFM Huron. Served by Davis. Bies will back set right side for even. Blocked, or did it hit the net? It was blocked by Huron. That's a point for Brookings, 20-17. As even will get another kill. I have 7 kills for even, and 5 of them have come in this set. Brookings up 20-17 here on out of timeouts, even serving. Serve received Davis and off the top of the net. And did that hit the antenna? I didn't think it did. They said it hit the antenna. From my vantage point, it did not look like it did. The R1 says that it did. And they're going to give the ace there to Brookings again. Coach Lean is arguing the point, but I don't think that, from my vantage point, that did not look like it hit the antenna, and it hit back to the Huron side. And they're going to say it hit the antenna, so that's an ace for even, and Brookings goes up 21-17. Even, Ellie Davis on serve receive, Gergen gets it back in, Carr with the hit through the block, dug out by Farrell. Brookings will pass ahead. Tipped over the net. Dug out by Knight. Right back to her. Addy will go with the two-hand tip. Bies comes over to get it. Farrell will free ball. Pass ahead by Hines. Here's the hit by Knight again. Cross court. Dug out by Even. Set to the left. They hit by Thompson. Dug out by Hines. Here comes Knight again. The tip over the block. Knocked back. And then Carr with a double hit. I think that was tapped back by Lily Thompson, her second kill, and Brookings now 3 points away from evening it out. It's 22-17 Brookings in set two. Even serving back to Juergens. Quick set across by Gergen. Brookings overpass. Carr. Now Gergen will dump it over again. Again, Brookings able to play it. Free ball to the corner. Hines shuffles over to get it. Set for Knight off the left side. Her hit through the block. And Huron gets one back, back within four at 22-18. Knight has 6 kills, 3 in each set. And Brookings up 22-18. And Hilton Hines to serve for Huron. Huron just needs to serve and get a rally going. Haven't had a lot of long rallies here in set two. Serve receive, Brookings trouble, but they do get it across. Gergen back sets, Meng-Moradeth right side, up the middle, and comes off of even. Samantha Meng-Moradeth picks up her 5th kill. Huron within 3 at 22-19. Hilton Hines prepares the serve again for Huron. Norgaard steps over to get it. Bumped ahead. Left side hit. Brookings up the middle and just found the campfire. It was more of a free ball than anything. That'll be even with the kill. And Brookings 2 points away now at 23-19. Norgaard serving. Juergens from the back row. Back set, Meng-Moradeth. She'll hit to the line and just... Oh, and... Boy, that looked like it was out. Huron maybe got a gift call there. Or are we going to have an overrule? Yep, we're going to have an overrule. That was out. That is the correct call. It's 24-19. And Brookings at set point. Norgaard to the corner, Juergens. Set for Meng-Moradeth. She'll just pop it back row, pop it long, and Brookings evens it up at one set apiece as they take set two, 25-19. Tied at one set apiece. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout. 2 minutes back with set three on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil change. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adam's Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adam's Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adam's Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.